Isaiah James is sitting at a study table in the back of the Southeast Public Library near UNF.
Yeah, today I'm actually looking for a job using the internet, also studying Spanish, since I aspire to be a bilingual attorney as well.
This is his routine. He comes here most days to do his job search around productive people, he says, but the library opens later than he'd like, 1 o'clock today, and it's closed on Mondays. That's because a few years ago, Jacksonville's public libraries were hit with a 22% budget cut. James remembers.
You know, I was upset when I found out that the hours were cut. I think libraries are something very important in the community. My parents used to take me to the library during the summer, you know, and I used to just sit here and just read.
Library spokeswoman Kathy Lucier says the cuts are still hurting.
And that meant we needed to eliminate 70 positions and drastically reduce our hours of operation.
But for the first time in 10 years, there aren't any proposed library budget cuts. Last week, the city's finance committee voted to tentatively set aside an extra $1 million for libraries. Lucier says her team put together a money spending plan, stay open more hours, and create new services and programs to draw people inside their doors. But then City Council contacted libraries this week.
They wanted us to go back to the drawing board and come back with a plan to take that $1 million and only spend it on library hours.
Lucier says her committee is drawing up a new plan, and they'll have to figure out other ways to fund important library programs. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.